California's senior population is expected to grow by 50% in the next decade, but many seniors are experiencing economic hardship now. In the city of Santa Barbara, demand for senior housing is so great that the wait list is now closed. Gloria Hillard reports that for some seniors, the safest option is living in their cars.
As with so many who call Santa Barbara home, Marge Giamo says she never tires of the beauty of this wealthy coastal city, the ocean, the mountains, the majestic oak trees.
I'm in the shade up here.
Marge looks younger than her 75 years. There are no telltale signs of homelessness. Her silver blonde hair is pulled back in a neat ponytail, and she wears earrings and a necklace from better times. She makes her way to a picnic table under the shadow of an oak tree. After losing her senior housing 3 years ago, this is where she does her painting these days.
So I feel very fortunate to have my car. It's a little cramped, but it's softer than cement.
Of all her once valued possessions, today her 20-year-old gold Oldsmobile is her most important one. It is her home, and she keeps it as neat as a pin.
And then this is where I sleep. And I have the three pillows, and I have sponges under there, or foam, to sleep on.
We do have quite a few seniors.
Cassie Roach oversees a program called Safe Parking at the New Beginnings Counseling Center. The city-funded program has designated 115 parking spaces in church, county, and city lots where people living in their cars can park safely overnight.
It is a very hidden population, and it is a growing population, and it is quite different from the street homeless.
Different, Roach says, in that many of those living in their cars have fallen upon hard times for the first time in their lives. Among them is 61-year-old Lisa McFarlane. She is grateful for one of those safe parking spots.
So I'm more comfortable sleeping now.
McFarlane says she lost the home she grew up in last December after being evicted by the new owner.
I was sleeping in front of my house and the park. It's hard to walk away. That's it.
She shares her Toyota Highlander with her two dogs and a very large white cat named Willie.
It's been a, you know, they don't like being in the car all the time. They want to be in a home, so it's really hard sitting in the car watching people I know go by.
While most people are having dinner, Lisa rolls into her assigned church parking lot. The sun has gone down, but Marge's gold Oldsmobile is hard to miss. It's parked a few spaces away from a Honda CRV owned by 74-year-old Barbara Harvey.
We support one another very much.
And she puts up with me.
Oh, there is no putting up with Marge, okay?
In this women-only lot, friendships are forged. There are seven designated spaces, and later in the evening, a lot monitor stops by to check in on them. By 7 a.m., they will need to be gone. The sound of a trash truck heralds the morning in this parking lot. Marge and Lisa are getting ready to leave for the day.
It's dog walking time. Did I drop something out of my truck?
I think you did.
I can't find my brush. See, this is what we go through. Where did I put my brush?
Lisa loads up her dogs as Willie the cat reluctantly makes room for them on the stacked blankets.
Kids, let's go. We gotta pack up the car.
Marge Giamo smiles and waves goodbye.
There she goes.
Marge's day continues with a shower at the Y, and then she'll return to her picnic table. The 75-year-old painter is on a wait list for senior housing in Santa Barbara. She's been told it could take another 7 years. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.